This song is from my childhood, and it was the song that my father used to sing me a lot, just as I was going to bed, really. I remember the fire on. It was a funny little fire that had a little bunny transfer on it, and I'd be tucked in bed with my cellular blankets, and sheets, of course, because, and hospital corners, all of that in terms of a 70s childhood in the middle of the countryside. So no hot, no central heating, and quite cold, and this funny fire that I remember, and the sound of my father's voice singing this to me. It's quite a sad song and tragic, but it's something that I really love, and I too have actually sung it to my daughter as well, so it's become kind of like a family lullaby, and really, I don't know, it's funny how it plugs you in, the sound of it, just the words plug me straight into a time of about age 7, I think. So anyway, going to sing it now. I'm no singer, but really I want this somewhere recorded in posterity so at least my children can hear it again and again. With my father poorly with Parkinson's, then there's few times I can hear him talk like he used to me. So it's a bit of homage to him, really. Anyway, here goes. In an old Australian farmhouse, with her roses round the door, a girl received a letter from a far and distant shore. With her mother's arms around her, neath a blue Australian sky, she slowly read that letter, and her tears rolled out her eyes. Why do I weep? Why do I cry? My love's asleep, so far away. He played his part that autumn day, and now he sleeps in Suvla Bay.